Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really help her with a lot of clarity to understand the things that are going on in the spirit so that she may walk more perfectly in this, in your spirit and obey you and bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers you follow in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous it can get, okay? And that need to walk perfectly in the Holy Spirit. You're going to need to be able to hear him, okay? And have clarity so that you can obey him. You're going to have a lot of trials, okay? We're going to sit there and go, do I go right? Do I go left? Is this a yes? Is this a no? Okay, and you're going to need to have that strong relationship with him developed beforehand, like the five wise and the five foolish virgins that go out with their oil beforehand, okay, and they're ready. So talking about the type of just temptations and tribulations that you can encounter from the parable of the sower, when you do start to walk, hear the Holy Spirit and you're walking with him, okay. Another thing that you can start to run into is just that what happens when you're walking in the Spirit and you're having this really close relationship with him. It's a very quiet and secret place, okay. Psalm 91, okay. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide the shadow of the Almighty, that quiet, secret place, okay, where you're just, you can hear him, he's guiding you, okay, and I want to actually just read that. This is Psalm 91, he that dwelleth, starting at verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And that whole psalm is just really good because it talks about you just avoid so many problems, okay? But it's like this, you're just abiding, staying in that quiet secret place is just spiritual noise. We talked about an actual forward person, okay, that comes and is pushy. But you'll encounter this just with the spirit of the world, okay, to where it's like all of a sudden, you know, maybe you used to be able to watch some sort of a show, okay, or listen to some sort of a radio station, okay, or go to a certain place or open a certain magazine, okay, or enter a certain restaurant or enter a certain store. And all of a sudden, you go there and it's like you just keep thinking about it, okay? It's over. The day has, you know, that point in time of the day where you did that has passed. And it's just all day long, you just are back and forth, or you watch something you weren't supposed to watch, okay? And all of a sudden, you know, I don't know, something that's not even what people would, what you would consider sinful, okay? But it's just not led of the Spirit, okay? And all of a sudden, it's just, bam, all day long, you know, well, he said this, and she said that, and then this went on, and they did that, and it looked like this, and it was really this, and it was really that, and all of a sudden, your mind is just cloudy, and you don't have that secret place, like it says in Psalm 91, okay, where it's nice, and it's quiet, and you're under the shadow of the Almighty, where you just feel all of a sudden, like you're just cloudy, and just disconnected from the Holy Spirit, okay, you're gonna find that it's going to change you inwardly, and he's going to have to really govern what you do every day, okay? And there's going to be changes. There's going to be certain things that you're not going to be able to do that you used to do, okay? And it's just not worth it because you want to keep and maintain that strong relationship with the Lord. And it's just, you'll notice that sin starts to change, okay? What maybe you didn't consider sin before and didn't see as sin before, all of a sudden now when you have this relationship with the Holy Spirit and you can hear him more perfectly, he's saying, I didn't lead you to watch that. I didn't lead you to go here. I didn't lead you to do this. And then all of a sudden it's like, and you can see it because it's bearing bad fruit, okay? It's just in your head, and it's like all this cloudiness and all this junk, and you can't hear him like you usually could before, okay? You're going to see that he really needs to govern you, okay? And it's a good thing. You want to be governed by the Holy Spirit. You want to walk in the Spirit. That's what the scriptures say, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day abounding in your Holy Spirit and just glorifying your Son. Ask all these prayers you send in Jesus' name. Amen.